So everything we told you about the Rona is starting to come true. Now, let me preface this by saying I believe in science, unlike the lefty goons and public health losers, Fauci and all these other morons out there. I actually believe in science. So I'd like to see a good body of research before I jump to any conclusion. But I don't ignore research ever. And on masking, at least, the body of research that shows that masking sucks and doesn't do much of anything is really getting incredible now. To the point now where if you're actually wearing a mask, like I saw this weekend at this event I was at, people still wearing masks. I look at you and I'm like, that person's a moron. I don't know why you're doing it. I don't know why you think it helps despite no evidence whatsoever. It's giving you a net positive benefit. I don't know. It's just, it's like an advertisement. You know Hester Prynne with the scarlet letter? It's like the scarlet M. For mask? No, for moron. That's what it's for. Or maybe for imbecile. The second letter in imbecile. I don't know. But you're really advertising like, wow, I'm really stupid. I don't know why people still do this. But one of the things on a serious note I warned you about why the left, they know masks don't work. They know it. Believe me, they know it. These public health people aren't stupid. The thing about the left when it comes to masking, the vaccine, putting pride stuff in stores, in like family stores up front for kids, like exposing kids to sexuality at an early age, right up front. The reason the left will never apologize and never dial it back, and I'm going to get to this later in the Bud Light thing. Remember this. Everybody paying attention, please. The most important point I'm going to make the whole show. Do never forget this. The communists can never show weakness. The communists can never show weakness because the whole thing is astroturf. The whole thing is a patina of seriousness. The whole thing is a patina of public support. Nobody actually supports communist and socialist principles. The idea that a collective group of people should have power over everyone else. Everyone wants their freedom. The minute you show weakness and you show that your positions aren't popular and you're willing to dial it back and reverse it on masks, on the vaccine, on pride merchandise for kids in the front of stores, the minute you show weakness, everybody starts to realize the whole thing's a straw man. Time out in the show. I don't do timeouts a lot because it's live now. It is live. Thank you all in the chat. We are live today. Holden McGroin's here. I see. Yes, in the house, he says. Okay. With this whole crew. This is important. So important. I want you to make sure you digest what I just told you. The left will never apologize. If it was shown tomorrow that this vaccine is going to wipe out 25% of the human population because it causes whatever, Creutzfeldt-Jacob, I'm making that up. I'm just saying some weird disease, right? If it was shown conclusive, the left would never apologize. They can't. Their entire movement is based on the false premise that they have popular support. They have none of it. They have a few kids in their basement with blue check marks. The minute that cracks, everyone goes, gosh, the emperor. Is that a schlong hanging out? Wow, I thought that was a robe with a little. No, that's not a robe. They will never do it. It's not that these COVID narratives, by the way, are just falling apart about masks and the shot. It's not that they're falling apart. It's that the research now is starting to point to the fact that some of these things, net, 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 may be negatives for people. Here's the latest thing to pop on this mask thing. This is all these articles are in my newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. If you all want to follow along at home, I appreciate everyone. Also, in the chat looks pretty jumping today, which I always appreciate. Folks, masks offer small benefit against COVID, but increased CO2 may be tied to stillbirths, says research. By the way, the small benefit is questionable too. But again, I'm giving you all the research so you can make your own opinions, okay? U.S. Navy toxicity experts set the exposure limit for submarines carrying a female crew to 0.8% CO2. Liberal CO2, I know you're confused. That's carbon dioxide, the O2 dioxide. That's what you expel, okay? So you expel that. We breathe in oxygen. Liberals are like, what? So if you're in a Navy sub, 0.8% CO2, they don't go higher than that, okay? While mammals chronically exposed to 0.3 CO2 show irreversible neuron damage in the offspring and reduced spatial learning. And reduce circulating levels of insulin-like growth factor 1. good thing. You know, you grow and like heal. Data also shows with the masks, testicular toxicity in adolescents in concentrations over 0.5%, they say. A testicular toxicity.
Ooh.
Joe, you may want to check your testicles. Are they toxic?
I'm doing that right now.
Joe's doing a home evaluation right now.
So, I can't tell.
You can't. I don't know. Maybe they inject a needle in there, pull out like a biopsy. It sounds painful. Testicular toxicity. So now we've got potentially from increased CO2, because what happens in a mask? I know we got to go through this slow for liberals, because again, they're like, I don't get it, man. I know you don't get it. You're kind of a moron. I understand. You're putting a thingy over your face that is not preventing the virus from getting in. Goes around, goes through, goes over, through the side, right? So you're still getting virus in, but then you expel out a byproduct of human respiration, which is carbon dioxide, which sits there, a lot of it, in the mask for you to breathe in. See, we breathe in oxygen. Testicular toxicity. That's really great. That's really great. Good stuff, folks. Read the article yourself. Pregnant women wearing masks, increased risk of all these side effects. Young kids breathing in excessive CO2. That's good. Keep it up. Keep it up. You know what, Libs? Keep wearing the mask. I take that back. Keep wearing the mask as your toxic testicles turns into a plague of liberal toxic testicles. They don't have testicles anyway, most of these Libs anyway. So what the hell? I mean, they may have testicles, but they don't produce any functioning hormones. So keep it up with your toxic testes, okay? Right, that's right. Then the next recommendation will be like, oh, don't worry. It's more of a reason to promote childhood testicular castration because of the toxicity of the testicles due to the mask we wear. That's good logic, Justin. You're correct. That's exactly where they're going with that. So what about the show? Now, they'll never, it doesn't, let me just be clear. They will never apologize. It doesn't matter what they say about the mask. No one is going to apologize to you. If it came out tomorrow that wearing a mask would shrivel your balls up and they would fall off in a week, they would still tell you to do it and say, but there's a 0.00125% chance you may not get COVID. They don't care. They don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They will not apologize. They will not scratch that shell of, look, we have popular support. No, you don't. Everybody thinks you're idiots. They will never let you see that. Here, this is the crazy thing I talked about. I know what everything going on is kind of a weird title today, but folks, I'm going through a lot, as these guys and Joe both know. This vaccine and these vaccine mandates have been basically, say, about a year and a half fight of my life right now. I'm going through something right now with negotiations on stuff. Folks, it's been a huge fight. This means a lot to me. I feel personally lied to. I wound up getting kicked off YouTube for insisting to you masks don't work, which is now proven scientifically accurate. I have questioned this vaccine's efficacy in young, healthy people. People have attacked me for it. This fight means a lot to me. I put this in the beginning of the show because this is one study, but it's a study worth considering. That antibodies induced by repeated vaccination, i.e. boosters, may generate immune tolerance to the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. Immune tolerance isn't supposed to do the opposite. They note emerging evidence suggests that this study, you need to look this study up. It is worth your time. Emerging evidence suggests a reported increase in these immunoglobulin levels detected after repeated vaccination with the mRNA vaccines may not be a protective mechanism. Wait, what? WTF, over? So just to be clear, you're not only getting a vaccine, but a booster for protection. And they're saying that repeated vaccination may not be a protective mechanism. I'm just quoting the study, folks. Rather, it constitutes an immune tolerance mechanism to the spike protein that could promote unopposed SARS-CoV-2 infection and replication by suppressing natural antiviral responses. Holy crikeys, man. You're telling me that this freaking thing could promote replication of the virus by suppressing your natural response? Sounds like something what we hear. No, shut up, Key. idiot. He's like, dumbass. He goes, didn't Robert Malone tell us that a while ago? Yes. I'm kidding. Of course. Okay. Yes, he did. Thank you, Mr. Gee. Yes, he did. And of course, we were banned from YouTube for trying to get you this information. And I believe Malone was banned from platforms too. Remember that interview we did? It's on the Rumble channel. He was like excommunicated from polite society. They note repeated mRNA vaccinations. This is crazy. With high antigen concentrations may also cause. So not only may you get the disease because of it, but it may also cause autoimmune diseases and promote cancer growth and autoimmune myocarditis in susceptible adult individuals. Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. That's really wonderful. It's exactly what I needed to hear, folks. You know, cancer. What do I know about cancer? Hey, cancer. This is great. Now, thankfully, I never got any boosters. Smartened up to that routine pretty quick, but what booster are they on now? 76? I don't even know. I'm not even sure. Kind of great to know, right? Wish they would have kind of told us that before. Yeah. Yeah, radio. Yeah, everybody, go get your booster. Don't ask any questions. Shut up. Listen to the government. Yeah, it's great. That's great. Folks, masks and the shot have one thing in common. What are they? Liberals push them both. But why? Body sovereignty, baby. The minute the liberals can get you to accept the fact that they own your body, what you stick in it and put on it with the mask and you don't, everything else is done. Finished. That's why they will never, ever apologize. If this study is right, and it's one study. Again, it's one study. But I want to be absolutely clear with you all right now. If this study's replicated 100 times, and this turns out to be scientifically accepted consensus, that it increases the likelihood of you getting some form of COVID and causes autoimmune and potential cancer or can lead to elevated risk, if it's replicated 10 times and proves it, because you want to replicate this stuff, the liberals will never apologize. Never. Because these are the same liberals arguing for this crap, too. Scientists' sexuality shouldn't matter. Yeah, you think? Why am I saying that? Because it's the title of the piece in the Wall Street Journal. There's some National Science Foundation project going on right now. This is why we need a parallel scientific community, too. Parallel economy, parallel banking, parallel credit, parallel what with Rumble for video, parallel social media with truth. This is why we need this whole thing, because we've got to get away from these people. Apparently, there's a pilot project going on now in the science community, the Wall Street Journal is reporting, where you got to describe your sexuality as transgender. Are you a sexual minority? Or are you non-binary, gender non-conforming, gender fluid, gender queer, gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, another orientation? Oh my gosh, I'm losing track of all these things. I don't even know what half of these things. Gender fluid? What does that mean? What is gender fluid? What is gender fluid? Is that, I don't know, is that some kind of like flush you do? Gender? What is that? What does gender fluid mean? What is gender? Is that gender queer? No, that's not gender queer. But is it gender non-conforming? Well, what the hell does any of this mean? The answer is, I don't know. I have no idea. But the National Science Foundation is really curious about what you are. Why? Because, you know, science and all. That's important to science. It is. Dan, I thought science meant like experimentation, results, replication. That's funny you thought that. That's funny. Now you see why we need a parallel scientific community too? See, in a parallel scientific community, we should be funding research on this vaccine. And you know what? If the research on the vaccine comes out and says, no problems at all, it's a great vaccine, reduces the risk of COVID, unlike crazy people, I'll talk about that on the show because I'm interested in science. If the report comes out and says, hey, the vaccine causes autoimmune disorders and an increased risk of COVID, you're damn right we're going to talk about that on the show too. Not the left. They'll ask you about if you're gender queer, gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, LGBTQIA, BIOPC2+, gender nonconforming, I don't even know what this stuff means. No. He asked a good question, Joe. You think they know? No, they don't know. No, it's definitely racist to even ask a question. What does that have to do with race? Nothing, but it doesn't matter. It's not even ask. Racist. Told you from the beginning. Doesn't matter about masks. Doesn't matter about the shot. Doesn't matter about science, results, anything like that. It doesn't matter. The fact that there's two sets of chromosomes and two genders is irrelevant to the left. They don't care. This is about power. And the minute there's a scratch in the facade that what they're telling you is a lie, it's over. It's over. Because then you'll realize this thing was BS and there was never a majority of people who believed in this thing. They will lie to the grave. It is all about power to them. Do you understand? They cannot apologize. They cannot scratch the surface of their fake movement, because then as you start to peel and peel and peel, you're like, wow, there's nothing there. And that's when it's over. That's when it's over. That's when a majority of people realize what? What do they realize? What do they realize? Anybody know? They realize that they're the majority of people. What do you mean? They don't know that? No, they don't. They don't know that. A lot of these people are on social media, Facebook and Twitter all day. And the left has figured out the entire bot game, how to get a small minority of people, do a lot of bogus accounts, a lot of fake, farming of accounts to make you believe that you're in the minority. You are not. You are not. And the minute you figure that out, this whole movement is going to collapse. It's going to collapse on its face. I want to show you what I mean. You got that dance video for me? Ladies and gentlemen, small victories matter here. Bud Light, Target, the LA Dodgers, they're all figuring it out right now. They're all figuring it out that they are not in the majority. They're all figuring it out. Target stores, as people refuse to shop there. Bud Light, as it sat on the shelves over Memorial Day. The LA Dodgers, as people start to protest their home games with their attack on Catholics and Christians. Folks, the liberals cannot regress from the skirmish line, because the minute the majority sees, wait, they're backing up. Oh my gosh, there's not even that many of them. All of a sudden, you start to realize that you are the majority fighting a minority. Small victories matter, because each victory incentivizes someone else to get up and dance. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening now with Bud Light and Target, as people start to realize, wait, you're not drinking Bud Light either? What? You're not shopping at Target either? You're not going to a Dodgers game? Wait, I'm not by myself here? It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Scratch that surface, man. You'll see. It's all BS, man. All of it. It's always been BS.